become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettmiller. It's the 8th day of August, 2016. Throw that in there. Mike, can you do me a favor and dial me up the story here about, I think I might have given it to you already. The social media numbers, Bill Still, S-T-I-L-L, he said, look, he said, Trump is going to win this thing by a landslide. They're cooking these poll numbers so badly that it is almost unbelievable. Joel, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I just wanted to point out that possibly with this Julian Assange emails or who knows what they have cooked up, I was just making a comparison, and there's a pattern when the day after they announce that they can't find so many trillions of dollars that something can happen. And there's one more minor thing. I don't like it when you call Hillary Clinton's legs, you compare them to piano legs, because that's not fair to pianos.
Well, I'm trying my best. it's better than saying what I really think of her. And the reason, you know, years ago, 25 years ago, and the reason I use piano leg lesbian is she is really self-conscious about her unshapely legs, to the point that she refused to go on stage at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor unless they put a skirt around the table that she was sitting at. And that was before the days that she would wear these god-awful Mao Zedong pantsuit things, you know, that both goes for both men and women, I guess. At any rate. All right. Hey, I appreciate that. We'll look it up for the missing $6.5 trillion from the Pentagon. Gee, I wonder whose pockets that line. Thanks a lot, Joel. I appreciate
it. Okay, so long.
All right. Now, here's Bill Still, and he, an intelligence analyst. I got it. Here is Bill Still on, well, what the polls are showing here.
Good afternoon. I'm still reporting on fake polls. Hats off to Addison Riddleberger columns for assembling this social media data. The 2016 elections will be the election social scientists will look back on as the turning point year, the year where an analysis of social media will prove more predictive than paid polling. Assuming that is the correct prediction, what does that mean for the future of the Trump-Clinton presidential race? All of these stats are as of August 4th, 2016. Let's go to the data. Facebook likes. Trump, 10,174,358. Clinton, 5,385,959. In percentage terms, that's Trump 65.4%, Clinton 34.6%. Facebook live stream posts, the latest. Trump, 135,000 likes, 18,167 shares, 1.5 million views. Clinton, 11,000 likes, zero shares, 321,000 views. In percentages, that means 83% for Trump, 17.0% for Clinton. Twitter, Trump, 10.6 million followers. Clinton, 8.1 million followers. In percentages, 56.7% for Trump. For Clinton, 43.3%. YouTube live stream averages, Trump, 30,000 live viewers per stream. Clinton, 500 live viewers per stream on average. In percentages, 98.4% for Trump, 1.6% for Clinton. Instagram, Trump, 2.2 million followers. Clinton, 1.8 million followers. In percentages, 55.0% for Trump, 45.0% for Clinton. Reddit subscribers, Trump, 197,696. Clinton, 24,429.
Wow.
Hillary for prison, 55,228. In percentages, Trump, 71.3%. Clinton, 8.8%. Hillary for prison, 19.9%. Bottom line, more than twice as many Reddit users think Clinton should be in jail as should become the next president of the United States. I'm still reporting from Washington. Good day.
My God. You know, I was watching Fox Business News this morning, and Trish Regan comes on with a show called The Intelligence Report. Gee. And she came right out and said, as if this was their Bible, and this is what they believe. She looked right into the camera and she said, you know, people's perception is their reality. Now, isn't that a damning statement if you know that these people lie, manipulate, obfuscate, don't tell you anything? And for the woman to look into the camera's eye, into the eye of America, and say, you know what, perception is reality. They control that perception. I just found that to be the most disgusting statement I think I've ever heard on mainstream, where she actually says that whatever garbage we dole out, that's what you people believe.
Right. Right. I you know, in today's society, with the youth and the educated youth and how they've been bent into a political belief system.
Did you say bent?
Bent.
Okay. All right.
I can believe people's perceptions is reality. I mean, what they perceive, I watched Fox this morning, too, and I saw Donald Trump do – you know, give his points for recovery of the economy and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. If that's my perception, I'm hoping they're reading that, watching that, because that was a very good perception.
Well, you know, I just wish they'd come out and say that, okay, here's your choice, America. Your choice is you're going to allow us to keep trumping trash and lying about the poll numbers and the popularity. You know, last week I posted some pictures of how many people are actually attending Hillary Clinton rallies, and it is abysmal. You know, I'm looking at this, Ron, and I'm going, you know what? I think our choice is either believe this and vote for Hillary, or we'll just kill Donald. You know, your choice. The people that I'm seeing coming out against Trump, if you want to weigh who you are, just take a look at the quality of your enemy. And every one of them, I mean, it's the laundry list of the who's who of the corrupt, the disingenuous, the disinformers, the liars, the thieves, and the hat check girl, for God's sakes. Oh, no, that's Marie Bartolomeo. Oh, I'm sorry, she was the hat check girl. At any rate. Yeah.
You know, one of the things is a kid that was in the same class as my daughter, I met in the Safeway, and I asked him how he was doing. I hadn't seen him for years, and he says, I'm voting for Clinton. I said, well, why is that? She says, I don't want my mom being deported. That's it. Bottom line, has nothing to do with her. Just I don't want my mom being deported. So, I mean, I wonder how many are out there in the same boat as that and would decide their vote based on deportation.
Well, then by that statement from that person, I would assume then her mummy's in the country illegally?
I would assume that, yes.
And I am very sorry for that. You know, I would like to take an extended leave and go stay in the grape country in the south of France for about a year or two. But, you know, I'm not going to do that. Number one, I can't afford it. Number two, couldn't walk away from the network. but no, I just, you know, I wouldn't expect France to say, hey, you know, you're here illegally or you overstayed your visa or whatever. Hey, no problem. Unless I claim that I'm Syrian and I don't speak French and I don't speak English and I sure as hell don't speak any language that you're going to understand. You know, isn't this obvious what they have done, Ron, with this Syrian humanitarian crisis, using that as a way to spread the possible infection of terrorism worldwide and them complaining that, oh, well, you know, we just, you know, millions of people going into Europe. Well, we haven't vetted everybody. Well, of course, they're not going to come out and say that until they were challenged, and then they quietly admitted that, no, we don't even know who some of these people are. Yeah. So in a worldwide scare of terrorism, take a look at the vehicle that they're using to scare the hell out of everybody.
Well, that's always been the tactic, hasn't it? Is fear brings about change. And that's how you orchestrate change if you're a government. Make the population fearful of a thing, and then you can change it. So, I mean, we've been going through that since, right after the Civil War. Hmm. Especially, the greatest point was that in 1933. We went through it. Fear. You know, the stock market crash, and let's take your wealth away from you, and you'll feel a heck of a lot better about it.
You know, Psycho Hillary comes out and says Trump a Nazi because of German ancestry. You know, think about that. I'm quarter German. I'm a half Italian. Does that mean I'm a? Let me get my thought process to so I can my perception becomes my reality. Then that must mean that I'm with who's the guy that said that? Benito Mussolini. I must be a Benito Mussoliniite, or I must be an Adolf Hitler, or let me see, what the hell did the Irish do? I don't think they did much of anything, but at any rate, you know, that's like saying because my lineage goes back to a certain ancestry that, well, I must be that. You know, Hillary, what the hell are you? You know, there have been thieves and robbers throughout the centuries. I really couldn't assign her to any one group, but do we have to? If you're a lying, thieving...
Don't go there.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, but to be a Nazi, don't you have to be a member? I mean, it's not German. It's not German in nature. It's becoming a member of the Nazi Party.
Oh, well, see, that's...
It had nothing to do with the race. It had to do with membership. It's a concept.
I just don't know how to answer that question.
Okay.
Seeing as I'm so much of a fascist. I don't know.
Can I say, I love Hillary. I don't know what your problem is with her. I mean, every time she smiles, I get this here lump in my throat and my stomach starts turning.
Well, she's like Bill. She didn't ever run across anybody she didn't make love to. I mean, oh, my goodness. Did I actually say that?
You know, I usually don't use the word lesbian on your show, but today in Trump's, when he was doing his statements of points to turn the economy around, I swear everyone they had to pull out was a lesbian, heckling him. You know, I don't know if you watched that or not.
No.
That'd be about 14 people that were heckling him during his speech, and they were just tossing him out. The audience was booing him. But they all look like lesbians, personally. That's my opinion now.
Okay.
What's a lesbian look like?
I'm thinking the question, and you're already asking it before I ask it. Yeah, what do they look like?
Well, I'll say the picture of a lesbian is in the eye of the beholder.
Oh, I see. So okay. If you perceive them to be just straight, they'll be straight if they're okay.
That's it.
All right. The Council on Foreign Relations tweeted out a promo video on Friday. Now, if you don't know who the Council on Foreign Relations are and the Bilderberg Group and all that other stuff, well, then you're behind the times. You need to go do your research because these are the groups that have been set up specifically to mold us into a one-world government. And I don't put that under the umbrella of, there's dozens and dozens of groups out there. It isn't just one. Yeah, but there's some heavy hitters right at the top of the list. The bankers, the international bankers being one of them. Here's the clip on Council on Foreign Relations. Now, the keystone of the entire establishment arch is the CFR. The leadership of the CFR is equivalent to the brain of the octopus, wrote Gary Allen. The Council on Foreign Relations, headquartered in New York, is composed of the elite, approximately 1,600 of the nation's establishment insiders. And they're just a bunch of people. It's been described, the CFR is just a meeting place where people of like minds just get together and discuss things. That's all that they were. Well, approximately 1,600 of the nation's establishment insiders in the field of high finance, academics, policy, politics, commerce, the foundations, and the mass media. Gary Allen, in 1976, when he wrote his critique of the Rockefeller file, the CFR strived to remain hidden and anonymous. During the first 50 years of the existence, the CFR was almost never mentioned by any of the moguls or the mass media. And when you realize that the membership of the CFR includes top executives from the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times, Knight newspaper chain, NBC, CBS, Time, Life, Fortune, Business Week, U.S. News, and on it goes. However, with the rise of Donald Trump and more significantly the spread of anti-establishment and anti-globalist sentiment in the United States and Europe, the CFR has crawled out of the shadows to make its case. In June, the CFR member James Traub wrote, "It's time for the elites to rise up against the ignorant masses." He portrayed Donald Trump as a Brexit and Brexit as symptoms of mindlessly dangerous insanity. We've heard this before. Donald must be crazy. It's necessary to say that people are deluded and the task of leadership is to undelude them, he said. Is that elitist? Well, maybe. Yeah, it is. And maybe we have become so inclined to celebrate the authenticity of all personal convictions that it's now elitist to believe in reason, expertise, and the lessons of history. The objective and the influence, the influential majority of the members of the CFR has not changed since its founding in 1922. Noted retired Admiral Chester Ward in the 1970s, he cited the CFR member Kingman Brewster Jr. He said he didn't back away from defining it. Our national purpose should be to abolish our nationality. Indeed, he pulled out all the emotional stops in a hard sell for global government. Here is the clip that the CFR come up with, and, well, it's... Well, they're just going to explain, you know, how crazy everybody is.
Political turmoil.
National security.
Climate change.
Humanitarian crises.
Violent extremism.
The drug war.
Women's rights.
Nuclear proliferation.
When I look at the trajectory of the 21st century, we don't have the luxury of saying nuclear proliferation.
This is Richard Haass, by the way.
Or terrorism, mm-hmm. Or anything else is the next existential threat. It's going to be a crowded agenda.
If you want to live in a society that is receptive to new people and ideas and commerce and travel and globalization, it means in a world of, you know, 7 or 8 billion people, something's going to happen.
Let's take the break and I'll finish the rest of this off. My apologies. I didn't look at the clock when I started to play this. They're going to explain to you why it's so important for us to join the New World Order. Really.
No reason to get excited.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Is history about to repeat itself again? I'm Peter Serafin with another Liberty Minute. Three banks have failed in as many weeks. A fourth regional bank saw a stock plummet Wednesday night after news that they were looking to sell. Biden says that no taxpayer money will be used to save these banks. But what Biden fails to acknowledge is that all money is taxpayer money. Sure, the FDIC is funded by payments from the banks, but the banks get that money from their customers, taxpayers. In 1930, the United States was in a recession, not unlike today. Then banks began to fail. Then there was a run on the banks and the Great Depression began. With the fractional reserve banking system that we have today, if even 5% of us took everything out of the banks, the system would crash, just like in November 1930. Keep that in mind when the next bank failure hits the headlines. And use code Lighthouse at protectwithbear.com to protect your legal rights as a gun owner and get free access to training videos. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivus Pashem, Parabellum.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
All right, let me finish this, and Betty in New Jersey, hang on, we'll get to your call.
If you're going to deal with those issues, you have to understand the surrounding geopolitics.
Oh, here's Robert Rubin.
The Council on Foreign Relations is an unbiased, unvarnished view of policy.
And what we want to do
is start
a conversation in this country about the need for Americans to be better prepared for the world they're about to enter.
The debate among the thinkers, the intellectuals, the writers, the battle of ideas that is waging around the world is taking place.
She's a journalist and foreign policy advisor. Isn't that amazing?
Look to the United States. We are still the best form of self-governance.
And that's a message from somebody from Goldman Sachs.
And the Council on Foreign Relations tries to bring together a nonpartisan approach.
People have differences of opinion, even on the same panel. And they, you know, appreciate their esteemed colleague, but they disagree. The council is a place
Condi Rice.
Try to get to some common understanding.
Foreign policy can be so daunting.
Angela Jolie.
And yet, CFR makes it very accessible.
We've never had a generation more globally attuned than this one.
John Meacham from Random House Publishing. Notice what you're hearing here, folks? People from the banks, people from the media. Oh, no, there's nothing going on here. Move along.
The internet has totally broken down national barriers.
It's our hat as citizens that we need to embrace when it comes to our influence on foreign policy.
What?
And this is very interesting to see this Reverend Chloe Breyer of Interfaith Center of New York. Woman in a collar.
Happens in one part of the world, inevitably is going to affect what...
Oh, and of course, let's not forget Rabbi Elliot Cosgrove. He's the Park Avenue synagogue. I guess that's where the rich people go.
Happens here at home.
To really have a sense of what not only the objective truth inside a country is, but the emotional truth inside a country.
Oh, and Richard Felpler, CEO and chairman of HBO. Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so.
You want to hear from people who are marinating in that environment. Ooh. As professionals each and every
stewing
day.
Stewing in their
the
own
council,
juices.
You essentially have
Oh, and of course, Jared Cohen, founder and president of Jigsaw. Whatever the hell that is. Probably a front group for the Mossad.
Every type of foreign policy expertise imaginable, all in one place.
Having that understanding and that education.
Oh, and Kaplan Modi. This is the guy that quit the Ceres house to go work in Obama's White House and didn't make it very far. They threw him out the back door. Not before he scrubbed the latrines out, of course.
In the background of, you know, how did certain crises evolve?
You might be more familiar with the guy. Harold and Fumar, or whatever the hell that was. Yeah. Intellectual giants in the movie business.
Then what are the practical solutions?
People feel that they can really speak out and they can ask difficult questions.
Oh, and of course, Rana Foroohar. I kid you not. Foroohar. Time Magazine. It's not a conspiracy, folks. It's just important people from finance and America's supposedly free press. Nothing going on here. Move along.
And get real answers.
You want to hear from intelligence people. You want to hear from policy people. You want to hear from NGOs.
You read the headlines. You read the newspapers. But then you're trying to go deeper. One of my...
And Fareed Zakaria. He's the host on CNN. This is the one that Vladimir Putin basically told him, you're a good-looking guy and you're smart, but you don't know what the hell you're talking about. Totally embarrassed the guy. This is the same guy last week on CNN when he comes out and he's talking about Trump. He said the unimaginable, and nobody checked him on this, and nobody said, you're not going to get a check, you do that again. They just ignored it like he didn't say it. He said, bull, capital S with a hit, for all to hear. More and more of this is happening on CNN as if it's natural, normal, and healthy for supposed journalists to crawl down in a gutter to use descriptive terms that you'd wash your kids' mouths out for. Sorry. Thank you, Fareed. Nothing to see here.
To resources, of course, is foreign affairs.
As a journalist, a lot of the information is pertinent to what we cover on a daily basis.
Oh, wait a minute. I've got to back this one up.
Better quality.
We got Yahoo in the pocket.
As a journalist,
here.
A lot of the information.
Brianna Golodryga. I'm not joking. She's the anchor of Yahoo News, also a member of the CFR. Nothing to see here. Let's move on.
Information is pertinent to what we cover on a daily basis. I don't think you can ever get better quality expertise and of conversations as you do here at CFR.
Oh, I bet.
The intellectual quality and rigor of what we do.
And the connectors that come into the council who take that information.
All right, enough of this. This is actually on CFR.org, and this is a promotional video proving what we have been saying for a number of years of who these people are. Nothing to see here. Just move along. Betty in New Jersey, I'll take your call right after the bottom of the hour break. It's just, people are just all tinfoil hat-wearing idiots.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? And what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Yeah, there's nothing to see here. Counts on foreign relations. We don't take any money. We don't set any policy. We just get all the movers and shakers together just to sit and listen to our... And to drink a little bit. Yes, that too. And God knows. Eyes wide shut parties afterwards, you know. No, there's nothing to see here. Just move along. Betty in New Jersey. Hello, Betty.
Okay, Don. I listened to you many, many years ago on the shortwave.
And
I didn't hear you for a long time. Then I'm able to get you on the satellite now.
Good.
So I thank you for all you do. And I thought the passion was very good. I love that, the USS Liberty. My heart cries for those guys, what they went through. And to think that our government would let something like that happen.
Oh.
And my brother was in a Navy boat out in the ocean, and they wouldn't let him come and help him. And he did, you know, everything was, oh, the government's so great. But after he heard that, it changed his mind.
Yeah.
So I was so thankful for that. I said, you wouldn't listen to me when I tried to tell you. And the other thing is, I think a good bumper song for Trump would be to take America back again. What do you think?
You know what? I think I'll I'll think I'll mention that to somebody that has.
I hope so, because I don't have, you know, I don't have email or anything like that.
Yeah.
That would be great. I think, you know, they tried to keep, they didn't want Steve Voss to make that record. You know, they promised him, I think it was Columbia. And so he, somehow he was able to do it. But I tell you, that's a great song. You think that would stir up a little, a few people? I think it would.
Well, the Steve Voss saga is very simple to explain. He had a contract with RCA Records.
Yeah.
And he came out with that song, We Must Take America Back, and it got limited release and limited playtime, but RCA started to look at all of his music and his music endeavors, and he's not only a performer, you know, he did all that stuff himself pretty much and handed it to them on a silver platter. They started looking at his lyrics and pulled his contract and then claimed that all the music that he had made belonged to RCA. He then went to a Tennessee company, I think it was Sun Records in Nashville. That's the one that Elvis Presley used back in the 50s. Same thing happened. Oh, yeah, hey, Steve, you're a great musician. You got wonderful music, and all of a sudden, nothing. So he said, you know what? He said, I made this music. Stuff it up yours, RCA, and stuff it up yours, Sun Records. And he released everything that he had made, and nobody sued him.
Right.
So
I think it would be wonderful. I know I would be happy to know they had that theme song, because that's what we want to do, is take America back again, right?
And I would like to see Steve Voss get the acumen that he so richly deserves. He's been doing this for a long time.
Okay. And one other thing, John, I wanted to mention about, remember, you read a bill about that Obama signed July the 16th, and I could not catch what it was, but it was, the bill was about, it's amazing, July the 16th, here we are, August. And the bill was that they could come after anybody they wanted to. Do you remember that was against them?
Oh, gosh.
You read it out loud on the...
You're testing my memory here, and I can't remember specifically. He signed a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but you read the whole thing.
Okay, Betty, I'm sorry I cannot answer your question because I do not remember. Okay, you guys out there have to keep better track of this stuff. If you want me to expressly, Betty, comment on something, I first have to remember it. There's a lot of stuff that I go through.
I know. I'm sorry, but I just thought maybe it would be on, you know, because it was so important. And me not having a computer or anything, I'm not able to find out these things, you know.
Well, you can, when you hear it, you can write it down. Keep yourself a little notepad.
I couldn't hear what you said.
Oh.
That's the thing. You know, I am getting older, real old. And sometimes I can't. In fact, I had your phone. I tried calling several times, realized I had your phone number backwards, and I wasn't getting through, and I thought, well, I wonder why I'm not getting through. I couldn't figure it out. So finally I caught it, but it was going to be so fast by the time I try to get my pen and get it down. So I know it now, so thank you.
All right, dear.
But, I'll just have to keep trying to find somebody that can tell me what bill was signed.
Maybe one of the listeners remembers. Okay. All right. Well, Betty, thank you, dear.
Thank you so much for all you do.
Okay, ma'am.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
I thought it was a good idea. I like the music, too.
But they'll probably start digging around in Steve Voss's...
probably.
Yeah, and all the song lyrics, it's better to be free and, you know, stand on your feet than die as a slave on your knees. Whoa. Pentagon's sloppy bookkeeping means $6.5 trillion can't pass an audit. Wow. The Defense Department, over the years, story by Eric Pianin, P-I-A-N-I-N. I think that's Planin. Okay, that's, is that an I? Yep, Pianin. Sorry, Eric. The Defense Department over the years has been notorious for its lax accounting practices. The Pentagon has never completed an audit of how they actually spend the trillions of dollars on war, equipment, personnel, housing, health care, and procurements. And an increasingly impatient Congress has demanded that the Army achieve audit readiness. Woo. That sounds important. For the first time by September 30th of next year. So that lawmakers can get a better handle on military spending. The Pentagon watchdogs think that may be a mission impossible, and for good reason. A Department of Defense Inspector General's report released last week offered the jaw-dropping insight into how bad the military's auditing system really is. The Defense Finance and Accounting Service, this is a behemoth Indianapolis-based agency that provides finance and accounting services for the Pentagon's civilian and military members, couldn't provide adequate documentation for the $6.5 trillion worth of a year-end adjustment to the Army General Fund transactions and data. Gee, does this sound like somebody you want to keep on as being an accounting service so they can't account for nothing? The DFAS has sole responsibility for paying all DOD military and personnel retirees, along with Pentagon contractors and vendors. The agency is also in charge of electronic government initiatives, including within the Executive Office of the President, Department of Energy, and Department of Veterans Affairs. There's nothing new in the IG's report to suggest that anyone has misplaced or absconded with large sums of money. Rather, the agency has done an incompetent job of providing written authorization for every one of those transactions, so-called journal vouchers, that provide serial numbers, transaction dates, and the amount of expenditure. There's nothing new in that IG report to say that anybody did anything, but how the hell would they know if they can't provide anything? In short, the DFAS has lagged far behind in providing the tracking information essential to performing an accurate audit of the Pentagon spending and obligations, according to the IG's report. And I'm quoting here, Army and Defense Finance and Accounting Services Indianapolis personnel did not adequately support $2.8 trillion in the third quarter adjustments and the $6.5 trillion in the year-end adjustment made to Army General Fund data during fiscal year 2015. And this was written by Lauren T. Venable, the Assistant Inspector General for Financial Management and Reporting. We conducted this audit, he said, in accordance with general accepted government auditing standards. Further mystery as to what happened to thousands of documents that should be in file but aren't. The IG study found that the DAFS did not document or support why the Defense Department reporting system removed at least 16,513 of the 1.3 million records during quarter three of fiscal year 2015. They removed them, 16,500 records. Kind of like what Hillary Clinton did with her 33,000 emails once the head of the FBI gave her a year to clean up all that trash, including having servers destroyed.
Speaking of money, is your phone ringing off the hook?
No, not at all. No? Not at all.
Oh.
No callers, no nothing.
Maybe they forgot the phone number.
Well, there's one number that you can get to, 800-313-9443. We haven't even had anybody to match Tom's $300. The problem is no secret to investigative reporter Scott Paltrow at Reuters, who exposed outrageous fraud and abuse in a three-part series in 2013 called Unaccountable. He wrote this. Wonder if he's still alive. For two decades, the U.S. military has been unable to submit to an audit flouting federal law and concealing waste and fraud totaling billions of dollars. Linda Woodford has spent the last 15 years of her career inserting phony numbers in the U.S. Department of Defense accounts. Every month until she retired in 2011, she says the day came when the Navy would start dumping numbers on the Cleveland, Ohio DFAS using the data they received. Woodford and her fellow accountants there set about preparing monthly reports to square the Navy's books with the U.S. Treasury. And every month they encountered the same problem. Numbers were missing. Numbers were clearly wrong. Numbers came with no explanation and of how the money had been spent. The IG has cautioned in the past that journal voucher adjustment should comply with applicable regulations, which require adequate documentation for each transaction. The June 26 IG's report made a number of requests and suggestions that the DFAS officials and the Pentagon have agreed to comply with. Sure they did. The top suggestion is the most obvious one. The DFAS enforced the applicable guidance periodically issued under the Secretary of Defense Comptroller regarding journal voucher category identification codes and metric reporting. It all sounds like doublespeak to me. Doesn't it sound like that to you?
Definitely sounds like it to me. I didn't know if you were talking to me or the audience.
Yeah. Well,
it's
kind of those rhetorical question. That,
okay.
You know, I mean, I
stalled there for a moment. You noticed that?
Yeah. You know, how else do we get, you know, no big government contracts and they waste money? Well, what's the latest one, the YF-35? This is the damn thing that can't fly in the rain.
Yeah, well, you know, when I was a kid, they were paying something like $500 for a nut that goes on a bolt. I mean, the waste was exorbitant even back when in the 50s.
I was told, I used to work for a company in Michigan, and I worked in their procurement office, and one of my jobs was to stay up on government contracts. Now, this company was getting scads of money for research and development. And I was told by the owner of the company one day, it said, look, you know, you got to provide these people something. You know, he told me, I don't care what you say. I don't care if you make it up. You know, you got to submit money for us, or you got to submit something to these people for us to keep getting money. And he said, the government is the biggest trough we've ever eaten from, so don't blow this. Now, that was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And what they were trying to develop was, it was a miniature hydraulic pump. The only problem that they had is it worked. This little thing that was no bigger than, I would say, a pack of cigarettes could put out unbelievable amounts of pressure. There was only one problem. Even running hydraulic fluid from it, they couldn't keep the damn thing from melting down because the thing built up so much pressure and temperature that the damn pumps would keep failing. But that didn't matter. Yeah, just keep submitting stuff to the government and they'll keep sending us research and development funds. Don't worry about it. The government trough is deep. This is coming from the owner of the company to me. And I just looked at him one day and I said, well, who do you think pays for all that? He looked at me and he's walking away and I heard him say, I don't care. You know, that's the mentality, just as long as I get mine. So we'll just go with the the missing $16.5 trillion.
Now someone had to have called in since I asked you. Did anyone call in?
Mike? Mike shaking his head no.
Well, how many people are listening to you and me?
No, that doesn't qualify as being an audience since we're
okay. Yeah. Okay.
Slow day. Well, they're just, I don't know, maybe they're in brain fart. Maybe they're having a Hillary moment.
Oh. So did you get to watch Donald this morning?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. You'd have been very, very impressed.
Why?
Very impressed. Well, he went down with specifics and actual facts and how he's changing America. Everything from lowering the taxes on corporations from 35% down to 15%, so we bring business back into the United States, bringing the middle class under a 10% tax or something of that nature, deregulating, moving an executive order to stop all agency regulations from any new regulations coming out. Everything from making child care, you know, your payments for child care, a tax deduction, you know, everything for the American people. He really hit it hard. He's very good.
I'm sure that the Trump phenomenon next hour is going to cover that. As this thing draws down, you know, I mean, this is the last vestige of despots, Ron. To call a person nuts, you know, that he's somehow unstable. They were using that, somehow unstable, in order to taint Donald Trump. And here's the Mac Daddy of them all. You know, you don't call him unreasonable. You don't call him this, that. You just call him flat out crazy. By the way, there's a new website out there, HighTaxHillary.com. She opposes lowering the corporate tax rate, says top advisor. A lot of good information on this, by the way. Let's take the break. We'll be back and close out this edition of the National Intel Report.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
There's all kinds of taxes that Hillary is proposing here. Capital gains tax, tax on stock trading, exit tax, fairness tax increase. This is fairness, $400 billion according to her published plan. An increase between $400 and $500 billion This is by restoring basic fairness to our tax code. Business tax increase, $275 billion. Income tax increases, $350 billion. You know, this follows the little commie plan that when we tax you at 80, 85%, maybe it might not be that high. This is what Dianne Feinstein said years ago. Unrelated to the question, she bounded off a plane. She was excited because they were getting new gun control measures, and she just blurted this out without even being prompted. Hillary Clinton is well on her way. Howard in Seattle. Let me take Howard there. Hello, Howard.
Hi, John. Calling from the People's Republic of Seattle. I will match the $300 donation.
That will make Mr. T very happy and us as well, and I thank you for that, Howard.
Well, that's good. I'm going to send you like $330 by PayPal. Hopefully it nets out to $300 or more. And I would just like to say I call in maybe once a month. Mm-hmm. I appreciate all the content. I really respect and appreciate Dr. Bill Deagle, all of the other content that's about health. And, you know, if people want to keep going on into our later years, as I and you and your other hosts are, it might be great if we could all just kind of like band together as a band of brothers and say, let's do the best we can to try to, you know, eat the best foods and think right. The best positive thoughts and move forward. So I'm going to hang up now and go do the PayPal donation and onward and upward.
Howard, I thank you so much. Yeah, I mean, I want everybody to stick around to see the changes that are in the making as we speak. And if we're able to pull it off, you want to be around to enjoy that. You'll be smiling on your deathbed when you pass from this earth. Thanks, Howard.
See you, brother.
All righty, man. Matthew in Louisiana. Hello, Matthew.
Stattmiller.
Yes, sir.
John Stattmiller. I donate and every month, you know, so via PayPal, automatic, you know, so I don't have to touch a button. And I think, I just wish that a few hundred more,
yes.
A thousand more RBN listeners would do the same. And I'm going to send another donation when I hang up this phone. But RBN is the greatest asset to American freedom.
Well, I appreciate that. We've been consistent. We have done the trials and travails. We've been smashed. We've been knocked down. We've stood back up. We've been knocked down. We got back up. And we're going to keep doing this.
I'll be with you. I'll tell you what. I got my free cable cut off in 2008, and that was the same week that I found RBN. And I've been listening. And I'll tell you, the free cable was the biggest blessing, getting that cut off. They don't call it programming for no reason.
You got that right. Matthew.
And hopefully soon, you know, I'm going to pass through Austin, and I would love to shake your hand. You're a great man.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Matthew, and thank you for your...
And you're going to get a PayPal donation from me right now.
All right. Thank you, Matthew. I appreciate
it. Thank you, Mr. Stattmiller.
Owen in Washington, you got about 30 seconds, Owen.
Hey, Mr. Hey, John.
Hey.
Long time no speak.
30 seconds.
Hey, John.
Yeah, you got about 30 seconds.
Oh, okay, yeah. I've been a caller on your show before. I've been a guest speaker. But you guys are talking about military spending.
Yeah.
Part of the problem in military spending is when you're in the military, every company has to spend their entire budget.
Yeah, Owen, I said 30 seconds, and I wasn't joking. I can't run into somebody else's show on the network. Please call back at another time. I'd love to hear the story. Thanks for the call. Thanks to you all for being here today. And please support the network today.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for Hemp Paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.